Greetings, Saints of God. We are continuing to look and probe deeper in the love that must win. And so we spoke in previous episodes on Paul's account of God's love in Romans chapter 8. And what was recorded by John about God's love, that there is no fear in love. So love is a language. Love is a lifestyle, but love is also a language. It is something that must be expressed. Hallelujah. It must be not only experienced in our lifestyle, but it must also be expressed in our language. And so here we find that God's love is a language that is not abusive, but a language that is corrective. Bible says, who the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. According to Hebrews chapter 12 or 13, 12. He who the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth everyone that he calls sons and daughters. So if God loves us, then he will use a language that is important to correct us. Love is a way to relate to others, not to destroy them, but to expose what the enemy is doing and help our brothers and sisters to escape the deception of Satan. And so as God's people, it is expected of us to speak the truth in love. The Bible says we must not love in tongue and deeds and words in tongue, but in deed and in truth. A language must be so put forward, carried by the grace of God, influenced by the Holy Spirit, that it becomes truth in love. Ephesians 4 verse 15 tells us, speak the truth in love. The truth of God must not be expressed in anger, must not be used to batter people. It must be used to expose sin and to open the heart of God's people to the truth of God's love. And so love as a language must be expressed in truth, that those who receive love will receive what love offers: forgiveness, mercy, grace, peace, joy. Praise the name of Jesus. Love is a language for believers. We can express anger if we want, wrath, but those things do not bring forth peace. In fact, when you look at Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1, the Bible says, a soft answer turneth away wrath. You know what that means, brethren? It means that when we speak, when we use a soft answer instead of a harsh answer, it breaks the tendency to get angry. That's why the word of God says, a soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words always stir up anger. Grievous words always stir up anger, because those words are not expressed to create peace. They're expressed to reflect how angry we are. And it always triggers anger in others, or wrath to be developed in others. And so the language of love should help us as believers to ensure that we use it in a way to help and to heal, not to hurt. Help and heal, not hurt. Love as a language is meant to help and to heal, not to hurt. And so we have to use the love language correctly. Speak the truth in love. You can tell somebody that they're wrong, but don't clamor them. Don't use it to gossip. It must be used to correct. Genuine correction, genuine concern for others is important. It's an act of love. So there's a difference with gossiping and sharing a concern for others. It's love. Love allows us to be concerned. But gossip has no concern for no one. Gossip tends to tear, devour, and destroy. So when love is used as a language, it actually allows healing to take place in the body of Christ. It allows our brothers and sisters to be reconciled, even through language. Hallelujah. I want to talk about that word of reconciliation in our next segment. Because reconciliation is a lifestyle, it's an activity that involves speaking the truth in love. It involves understanding and helping to heal, not to hurt. We'll continue on this in the next segment. In Jesus' name.